Hi, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Creation Light Ship Healing. We are live. Today is July 8th, 2013. It's a Monday, and we will be having a wonderful hour ahead of us with Ron Amatron, our ambassador to the Creation Light Ship. You can find out more about Ron and his healings at creationlightship.com and through our BBS Radio homepage, bbsradio.com/creationlightship. There is a questions and answers document and also a link to the Creation Lightship Wikipedia. So, Ron, I thought maybe we could start off by bringing up the picture of the light being. So you can actually find that at the two websites that I just mentioned. And maybe we could charge that with some peace energy for everybody this evening.
Okay, here we go, everybody. Bring it up on your monitor screen. Here comes the peace energy. So bringing the males in, stronger, 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 and stronger. And that feels pretty good. So we got a lot of alien stuff happening. We got one on even on Google.com. If you want to see a little alien there, you can just go to Google's homepage. And today is a Roswell crash day, I believe. 1947, is that correct, Elizabeth?
Yes, that's correct. Actually, that's the day they published the article, I guess, in one of the local papers out there. It was July 8th, 1947, and then I guess the next day they published something saying, oh no, we didn't find a flying saucer or a UFO, we found a weather balloon. But, yeah, today was the day in 47 when they said something had crashed in Roswell.
So what we'll do today is, in a sense, devote today for the aliens that may have, naturally those that are gone because we did a clearing on them maybe a few years back or something. But if there's anyone more recent that have crashed or even maybe yourself, maybe we can help you somewhat. I can't say you can get out of here, but we'll see what we can do here. At least the ones that are stuck will release. So here we go. One, this is for the aliens out there. We'll bring the light in here, bring some of the defense fleet ships along with some of the healing ships so they can hop aboard and get out of here. So one, two, three, four, five, and I know all of you had your heads up in the air, was waving. Six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And I know there's ones that was an Aztec also at the same time, but that wasn't published too much. So we'll do that again here. And if there's anything else, people, aliens that are here, maybe they're in bodies. Let me rephrase that. Maybe for some reason the aliens are here. We'll just say they crashed in 1920, and they had to pick a body to be in, and they hopped into another one. So maybe you could have a alien sharing your body, and it now has a way to get out. So here we go. That's the case. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, hopefully that'll help. Might do some more a little bit later. There's another thing about weird clouds going a little different. So if you type in, it's, you know, HTTP, you know, .. then local, L-O-C-A-L dot M-S-N, Mary Sam Nancy .com/cloud-types. You can see a weird cloud there too. And so they're bringing things out now in the open. So, or maybe people are waking up where maybe they wouldn't have put them on before. So back to you, Elizabeth. We'll see if we have any comments on the fast chat. Maybe somebody felt something leave their body, which would be very nice to have the aliens leave here. So back to you.
Yeah, thank you, Ron. It's the cloud thing is very interesting, and I just put the link in the BBS fast chat for everybody. And you can always send me pictures of clouds. We'd love to see what you're experiencing at clsquestions@yahoo.com. And if you have any questions that I didn't get to last week, you can resend them to me too, and I'll try to make a note of that for this week's show. clsquestions@yahoo.com, or you can, like Ron said, type it into the fast chat. So the clouds are really something. I mean, they actually describe them on the website as, I think they said, flying saucer clouds, and then they compared the other one to troops marching or a celestial chariot. So very interesting. And this is scientists and people at the National Center for Atmospheric Research. Very interesting. So there was also, kind of jumping around here, but there was also a pink dolphin pictures floating around on the internet. I believe that there was some sighting of a pink dolphin in Brazil.
Very, very nice, and boy. So we're still looking for people who've seen albino people in their town, so we'll just see if that happens to come forward from some people there. And if you have any other sci-fi movies, possibly, that you have seen or know about that we didn't get on the last show, that'd be great, too, if you'd want to bring that, maybe email that to CLS Questions.
Actually, Ron, somebody...
That was great.
Somebody wrote in about that, and they said that the show called Doctor Who in England is keeping March with you from a mental energy perspective. Many of Ron's insights are being reinterpreted through the show, and this show goes all over the world.
Very
so this person was actually asking for a clearing for the show.
Okay. Well, we could do that. So let's kind of... rephrase the clearing here. Like I mentioned before, some people might not want to watch an alien movie because they may be afraid that they're going to get connected to that energy. Well, that probably is 100% correct, but it's already here. So at that point, you know, it's probably, you know, you may just want to understand what's happening and then kind of go from there and, you know, seeing this stuff will give you just an awareness of what is either here or is coming down the pike. And that's kind of how I'm kind of viewing it here. So you can be empowered by knowing what's happening, and you don't have to run the other direction because it's already here. You know, if it wasn't here, you know nothing about it, and you looked at it, then that might be a different situation. But what we're looking at now is like, hello, it's here. Well, what are you trying to tell me? You know, so I guess I'll turn it back over to you again, Elizabeth.
Yeah, and I think that one of the things that people can learn from watching the movies is what are you courted to? And that can be very helpful when you go in and do your clearings on the alien attack page. And all of the clearings that we're talking about on the show tonight are at creationlightship.com. And if you're watching a movie and you kind of get that sick to your stomach feeling about what's happening and what's going on with the characters, then maybe that's something that's probably definitely something, I shouldn't even say maybe, that you would need to get in there and clear, because somewhere on some timeline that is affecting you. And it's not to make you afraid, it's just to kind of give you insight into who you are dealing with. So that could be actually a really great tool for your healing process, and that's one of the things we like to focus on the Healing Highway, which is the topic of this show, is how can you sort of empower yourself to give yourself a better life here, and a lot of what you need to do will be revealed to you through the experiences that you have. So it's, I mean, ideally, Ron, I guess you would want to sit there and not have any reaction to sort of any movie, but as soon as you do, you're hooked up to that timeline. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, so then what you may want to do, if you feel yourself thinking about that show a lot, then you may want to do the media clearing. So the media clearing can help release that from you. So if you see a movie and you get nightmares about it, that means that you're there and you're having that experience and just seeing it come back here as a bleed through. And so do the media clearing. That was what I'd probably recommend doing. So we did ask, and I kind of went slightly sideways, but we'll do the one for clearing Doctor Who, the show on that. So here we go, taking away the energy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. And if you wanted, here we go. 1, to see how your body's doing. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And if you want to see the pink dolphin in Brazil, just type that in, pink dolphin in Brazil, and it will show up under Bing, B-I-N-G. Under the video section. So you may want to look at that if you like. So let's do another clearing here. Let's see. Let's do one for just people who might be having traumas. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. Okay. And we have a show called Blake 7. I haven't seen that. So I think it's maybe a British program. So this is a clearing for Blake 7. 1, that's number 7. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, so thank you, Ron. And if all of these clearings that you're doing, if you are listening and you feel like they are helping you or you feel any type of energy shift in any way, please let us know. And you can send a testimonial if you want to clsquestions@yahoo.com, or you can just let me know on the fast chat. And also, if you do receive benefit from the clearings, you can always donate if you like. There are donation buttons via PayPal on bbsradio.com and also through Ron's website. So it's always nice. Thank you, Ron, for doing the samples for us here on the show. And I believe they will work 5 times on an archive. Is that correct if you're listening to an archive?
Yeah, unless I specify otherwise, yes.
Okay,
correct.
Great. Okay, so there actually was another request for a timeline crash from a listener who unfortunately had a very upsetting dream about their place burning down and their cats who escaped. So they're wondering if you could do a sample timeline crash for that dream.
Sure, here we go. So, and if you have something else happening that distresses you too, we can do that for you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4 and 5. Well, I guess to be a little complicated there. So again, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, I guess back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, thank you, Ron. That felt really heavy, and then it felt like you really did clear some stuff there. So hopefully you're listening, and that helped you out. And let us know, please, if it did. So actually, the next question is from a listener, and she also had a dream. And I'm going to shorten it a little bit because it's kind of a long email, but it's a reoccurring dream where she's in her house, and she knows that it's 2 p.m. in the afternoon and the sun is shining. And she walks to the living room door, and then she opens the door to go outside, and it's pitch black, and it's not a storm, and there's no sun or moon. And the dream that she recently had is that this time she starts to see the sky break apart, and she sees it in the blue sky in spots. And then she notices a large cloud start to dissipate, and there's an alien spacecraft in a shape she's never seen before, many angels coming to the craft, and it's very large. She sees how they're creating darkness in the world. It is coming there from all the crafts and sees it as an invasion. And she's wondering if she feels so drained after this experience, and wondering why each time the dream seems a little bit different. She's wondering why she's seeing this. Is there a reason? And it actually kind of goes back to what we kind of opened the show with, this sort of, UFO type of activity, and maybe possibly that she's corded to this energy somehow. So I can imagine that that would be very draining for somebody to experience a dream like that.
Boy, yeah, uh-huh. I can't say why, but it's, again, one of those bleed-through things. So here we go. One, and remember, this works for everybody else. You just need to think of something to release. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. I'll do it one more time for everybody. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. And there we are. Okay, back to you.
Okay, thanks, Ron. It seems like a lot of people have been having similar experiences recently with dreams and nightmares and seeing alien faces and things. So I was just checking the fast chat here, and people are saying they've seen alien faces in the clouds. They also saw the alien in the spaceship on Google today. Everyone is kind of saying pretty much the same thing about the dreams. And I think the best thing to do for the dreams is, especially if it's a reoccurring dream, I don't really have those, but I know a lot of people do, and that to me really suggests that you are heavily corded to whatever timeline that happens to be taking place on. So I would get in there and timeline crash that, and you know, the timeline crash for a week isn't that much, and you can just get in there and do that right after you have the dream. So hopefully that one will help you out. And that could also be, do you think, Ron, that could be an alien attack?
Well,
go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, I'm thinking here.
Oh,
could
okay.
it be an alien attack? Very possibly. So, man, I hate to get into that aspect of stuff, having to deal with alien attacks tonight. That's why we have that special page on the website for alien attacks for even $10 for a week. Boy. Very possibly. Anybody else have any ideas on the fast chat? If you do, you might put something in there. It might be interesting to look at that and to see if maybe there is something going on beyond our wildest dreams here. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's very possible, Ron. And I know people don't like to think about that, but unfortunately, it is part of our reality of living here. So the great thing about it is that Ron offers a solution to this if you can do the timeline crashing. And hopefully you haven't been affected by this on that level. But, you know, I think a lot of us are. And I think we sometimes make the mistake of thinking, oh, that won't happen to me. But it does happen to us. And I remember the other night, Ron, on one of the shows, somebody was asking about playing video games. And it was kind of touched upon that that's sort of a way for you to be abducted. And so this is kind of happening, I guess, because, you know, we're interacting with something and we're kind of our minds being taken off of, you know, where we are at that present moment. We're being sort of zoned out. So, I mean, this can happen to us when we're sleeping or when we're, you know, doing something like that or when we're driving. And so that's why it's really important to do the Be Here in the Now clearing, which is, it's actually a free clearing on Ron's website, and that one can help you out quite a bit. That is creationlightship.com, and you can find that on the left side of the page, and it is under sample healings. So check that one out. And also, I was just thinking there's a couple of alien clearings there that are free, the alien head implant removal, the alien oxygen code removal, and the alien tracking barcode removal. So maybe the person that was having that dream, you could try that alien tracking barcode, because if it's a reoccurring dream, could be a barcode thing too. So definitely see if any of those help you out, and hopefully that'll make your life a little easier. Okay, so the next question is a little bit of a different topic, and it's from a listener who is wondering if you can do a healing for the bees on the planet Earth. And there's they sent an article showing about how there's a massive die-off of honeybees dying without an explanation. And I've heard of this. And this could also be maybe a media thing that you would need to clear, in addition to, I'm not really sure what's making them die off either, Ron, but I don't know if you have any input or insight into that.
I don't know, but here we go. See if we can help the bees out here somewhat. So, stronger, releasing the energies here, stronger, and stronger. Okay. Man, so back to you again, Elizabeth. Some of the stuff is kind of rough and just not, very easy to do because, you know, you think of the poor bees, so.
Yeah. I know that one's always been a hard one for me to face, and also the bees, I really feel very compassionate for them, and also the bats. We've had here in Pennsylvania, we've had a lot of bats dying, and they have this mysterious fungus called white nose syndrome, and, you know, it's very sad because when we were kids, we used to see them all the time. And I think the other night I saw a few and I was like, oh, good, maybe things are improving. But for many years, we haven't seen any of them. And it really is out of balance because they used to eat a lot of the bugs and, you know, now the bugs are worse. And so it's just, yeah, it's one of those things. You're not really sure why it's happening. And I know we've sort of talked about that, maybe what's going on with the Earth on past shows. But maybe we'll open it up for some callers, Ron, if that's okay with you. Maybe some strange things that have been going on or unusual things that have been happening with people.
Sure, that'd be great. Yeah, let's see if we can get some other strange insights from people here.
Well, it seems like a lot of... Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, we'll get the facts from weird things, so great.
Also, just wanted to mention, if you're not signed up for the Creation Lightship Healing emails, they are the one just went out for the Physical Body Rejuvenation Intensive, and that is for the month of July. It's a great, very thorough healing package that Ron offers every month, and he refers to it as usually as the calls, and that includes the... It starts actually with the four-hour Saturday session, which is the physical healing and ascension preparation, and that starts on July 13th, and then it's each Sunday, July 14th, 21st, and the 28th, and those are the eight-hour healing calls, and you can attend those live, or you can go as a registered absentee. So that is a great... physical body rejuvenation intensive. If you'd like to know more about what this is all about, every Saturday, Ron likes to take us up to the lightship for sample healings and clearings, and it's a great way to sort of experience that energy, and you really notice a difference the months that you're on the calls versus the months that you're not, and he does all kinds of water charging and special healings from the light beings, so it's a great opportunity for us here. So if you'd like to call in and share something strange that's been going on, you can try Station 1, toll-free for the U.S. and Canada at 888-627-6008 or 530-413-5011. That's 530-413-5011. Try that. That's line number 4. So we'll see if anybody out there is experiencing strange things and wants to call in and share them with us. Okay, so I actually have, I actually don't have any more emails. So let me check the fast chat and see if anybody's posted anything. Someone actually wrote in and was wondering what seeing the pink dolphins means.
I don't know. You know, it's just that you're seeing a pink dolphin, and that's unusual. So it may be another life form from someplace else that maybe got dropped in. Remember, you don't have to realize or even think that what you're seeing has lived here its whole lifetime, okay? They can get dropped in instantly from the Beyondo, and all of a sudden they're here at a certain age that you look at and you think, oh, this thing might be 10 years old, you know? Well, it doesn't have to be 10 years old. It could be brand new and here, and you're viewing it for the first time. So that's kind of how you may want to look at that here. So we got, if you go to MSN.com, if you wanted to go there, there's a strange cloud also there. I think it's number 4. I've just got somebody that sent me that here. As you go in there, you may want to look at that possibly. I think it recycles different things all the time, but that's one thing that's there. So, and I've been told, too, that the Amazon dolphins and the Amazon River are also pink, and they're pink all the time. So that's good to know. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, I didn't know that, and that is cool. I'm not sure what it means either, but certainly nice to see them, and if only in pictures. just got a testimonial from somebody, and they are doing the alien oxygen code removals and not feeling so tired. Thanks for the tip, and thanks for charging the photos. So that is very cool. And by charging the photos, I think you can do that through the website. You can just get a charged photograph. Ron, are you still doing that for the...
They're not charged. It's on the website. You can buy one from me, then I can charge it. The
right.
Charging will not work, you know, like if you try to do something to get a photo and, like, go to the energy, like for water charging or something, or object charging. It will not work the same. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great. So that was the... alien oxygen code removal, so maybe that'll help you out if you're feeling tired. Give that a try. I noticed, I think that's actually a free clearing on the website, the under samples. Yep, alien oxygen code removal, that's another sample you can do. So I just got an email from the listener who asked you to crash their place burning down dream, and she's thanking you, saying they're very grateful and that you're doing a good job. So
that's
thanks
great.
For writing in and letting us know. Yeah, the dreams can be very difficult, I think, for people. And a lot of the times you don't remember your dreams, so, you know, even if you're dreaming or not, it's kind of important to timeline crash that. Somebody on the fast chat is asking for a sample, please, for slimed eyes or a critter released from the eyes.
Okay. Here we go. So if you have anything going on with your eyes, so one, releasing the energy, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Boy, there we go. So... let's see what else we can come up with here.
Yeah, slimed eyes, that's a good one to do. What would you do, Ron, if you're not, you know, if you'd like to do something like that on your own and you're not live on the show, what type of clearing would be good for that?
We have that special clearing, which is called a special clearing. That's for things that we don't have listed. And the special clearing could be what you may want to do. So that is designed for just things that are kind of unusual or not listed. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, so... someone's actually asking for a skin healing, a sample skin healing. So maybe we could do a critter release from everybody's skin, Ron. Would that be okay?
Yeah, we can do that. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And that word cloud on MSN.com was over Argentina, so you may want to check that out. It may recycle off and on here. So I guess, again, back to you, Elizabeth, here.
Okay, thanks, Ron, for the samples. And it seems like people are reacting to that, actually from the slimed eyes. They're thanking you, this person who requested it, and also saying that they feel, oh, sorry, I just lost the thread there. Oh, they felt relief from that, and they're yawning. So that's cool. Okay, so I actually have another question here, and it is a movie called The Last Mimsy regarding time travel. So I've not heard of that one, Ron.
Neither. That's interesting. Okay.
I'm going to forward that one on to you, so...
Okay, so we'll check that one out and get back to that maybe in one of the other shows if I can see the movie here.
Yeah, that it sounds interesting. I actually think, now that I think of it, I have heard of it. I never watched it. So thank you guys for writing in. So we really appreciate all these time travel and alien movies, and they don't necessarily have to be bad alien movies or shows. And if you know of any that show them in a positive light, write those in too. That would be a good list to compile here. So actually, regarding critters, I've got another critter request. I don't know if you want to take that.
Sure, might as well get a critter request, yeah.
Okay. This person's asking if you would please do a critter clearing in the gut stomach. Thank you.
Stomach area. Okay, here we go. So, one, two, oh man, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Oh boy, eight, nine, and ten. Okie doke. Wow. Well, we'll see what else comes up here. Just let us know if you're feeling a little
critters.
Better. Everybody.
Yeah, let us know if you feel any better. And also, Ron, I was thinking for the people that have skin problems, the skin misting water is a great tool for that. And Ron does water charging on all of the calls. And also, you can do it yourself through Creation Lightship. It's not expensive, and it's very effective. So hopefully if you're having those critter skin issues, you can try that out and let us know how you feel. And, okay, so, Ron, I have another question here. And this listener is asking for a sample clearing for object according to programs clearing. That's one we don't really talk about that much, but it is on creationlightship.com. Maybe, Ron, do you want to talk a little bit about what that clearing does, object according to programs?
Yeah, that could be maybe like the media clearing, I think, because that would be programs. So if you see something and it haunts you, then you probably want to get on there to do that type of clearing, because it could help to release the energies from you. If you want to think of a movie that you've seen or thought about that keeps recycling, that maybe causes you, anxiety, fear, etc., think of it right now, and here we go. I'll just try to release some of the energy from you. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, boy. So I guess back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, so thank you, Ron. And all of these are sample clearings and healings. So if you find that they help you, let us know. And you can also donate. I did have another question here, Ron. I'm sorry, I just lost it. Oh, okay. Sorry about that. So another listener, actually the same listener, is asking for any advice on specifics on the alien attack page as well. I know that can be kind of a heavy clearing for people.
Yes, it can be. So it's kind of hard to say. Here we go, though. We'll do a clearing. So one, two, this is for if you feel anything going on with yourself. So one, kind of heavy. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So you're probably, boy, if you felt something happening there and you feel a little better, you definitely want to get on to the clearing to do that, the alien attack page. At least get on it for a week and see what happens. So back to you again, Elizabeth.
Yeah, it actually, thank you, Ron. And I just got an email from the person who requested the clearing for the stomach critters, and they're thanking you and saying, asking what clearing should they do for stomach critters. The alien attack page doesn't give the option for specific body parts.
It might be an other, in one of those sections where you can go into other and maybe respect.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. So alien attack, actually, it's, we keep calling it alien attack page, but if you, it's easy to find if you go to the Lightship homepage, creationlightship.com, and you go down under the recommended healings, it's alien attack removal. And you can just hit go and maybe try one of the other options on that. And I think there is actually a space. Last time I remember when I was doing it, there's a space where you can type in unknown and then maybe specify stomach, and that might help you. And if that doesn't work, maybe the special clearings specifically targeting the alien. Sounds like, to me, it's like a parasitic thing. That's what it feels like to me. So there is, I believe, a clearing for alien parasitic life forms, which you can actually read about. Sorry, go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, that's what I would probably do, something like that. Also, you might check on the planet-star courting energies there. And you can, I think, put your body part next to your name on the clearing, too. So, you know, you can always specify it that way if you're in doubt. But, yeah, that's what, man, it gets to be, you know, different and kind of strange sometimes as you go through these things, not knowing what to do. And, you know, that page is up there for people who do have conditions, problems. So, by all means, you know, do that. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay. Thanks, Ron. That's a good suggestion, too, with the special clearings. So a listener has a question, and she's wondering if you have any suggestions to clear continuous black energy. And I'm wondering maybe if you could be a little more specific if that's orb energy. There is a clearing for that. And I believe that you can pick a black color. I'm checking right now, Ron, so I don't know if you want to do a sample, if you have any insight on that for the black energy.
Well, I don't know. I know we had different colored, I think, oxygens, and along with different colored orbs and things, so.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was thinking the oxygen. That's the free,
and that free one. I might just check that one out, that free one.
Yeah.
The oxygen.
Yeah, and there's all different oxygen colors.
Yeah, let's just bring
black is listed there.
Yeah, let's just bring in some more peace energy, and we'll see what happens here. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four. Well, that must be it. It looks good to me. So there we go. That one's done. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay. Thanks, Ron. Okay. So that actually feels very peaceful. I completely lost my train of thought. It's hard. Sometimes it's funny doing the show as a co-host because especially when you do the peace energy and the mind to heart drop, I kind of just have no thoughts. So let me just regroup here. Sorry, guys. And, actually, somebody was also asking what was the last clearing for. And I think that was the alien attack release sample that you just did. So,
yes, uh-huh.
Okay. Hopefully that clears
that
up for you. Oh, somebody also emailed in a movie, The Last Starfighter from 1984, and it's regarding video games, aliens, and clones. Very interesting. I haven't seen that one either. So there's actually, I think it also depends on how old you are and when you grew up, too. You know, for me, it was probably E.T. was kind of like everyone in my age group's first alien movie, you know? I remember seeing that, but, you know, other people might have different films and shows that they remember dealing with this, so hopefully everybody can write in and let us know what your experience with that is. Very interesting how they bring in these messages for us to figure out. So, okay, for the listener who was writing in about the black energy, the alien oxygen code removal does have black, and you can also select a custom color. So maybe try that and see if you feel any different. And if you do that, let us know how you do feel. Okay, so I'm just going to check the fast chat again, Ron, and we will see what else we have. People are doing, somebody recommend the body rejuvenation for stomach and also the body jumpstart, which is one that we haven't mentioned in a while, but that's a great clearing to do.
Yeah, that one's very good. So if you have a condition or a problem, the Body Jump Start is very good. So it handles a lot of situations. So let's do a clearing here. And I guess we'll do oxygen again. That seems to be pretty nice. So an oxygen clearing. One, two, three, four. We'll bring in the green oxygen. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There we go. So, let's just see how that feels for everybody there. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, thanks, Ron. And was that, I didn't hear you, was that the green energy that you were clearing?
I think I was doing the green, yes.
Okay. Well, I definitely felt a lot better after that. I was able to breathe easier and just noticed that I actually was breathing. Sometimes I think we forget to breathe and get very distracted by mind energy. So, Ron, I'm not getting any more questions, and we don't seem to have any callers, so maybe we should end just a couple minutes early tonight, if that's okay with you. I don't know if you want to do the mind heart drop for everybody. So, I will just turn it over to you.
Mind to heart drop. Here we go. So, command in your spirit to take your thoughts that you have inside of your head and drop them into your heart. So, one, two, there, we're connected. So, going backwards, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. Well, thank you, everybody. And we'll see you on the next BBS program, which will be on Wednesday, 7 o'clock Pacific, 10 o'clock Eastern. So bye, everybody. Thank you.